The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
The sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the black face of white supremacy sitting in for Dennis Prager. I'll be here today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So buckle up. The number is 1-877-243-7776 or 1-8-PRAGER-7776. Boy, I leave the mic for what, a year, year and a half, and the whole country falls apart? Have you seen this kind of chaos? Really? Pro-Hamas protesters at Yale, at Columbia, pro-Hamas protesters blocking the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, blocking the ability of people to go to O'Hare Airport in Chicago. And the media are referring to them as pro-Palestinian protesters. They're not. They're pro-Hamas protesters. When you demand a ceasefire without demanding that at least the hostages be released, you're pro-Hamas. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. You go down there and you ask these protesters, what river are you talking about? What sea are you talking about? It rhymes. And you got all these trials the former president now is enduring. I mean, even the nitwits over at CNN and MSNBC can't figure out exactly what the one in New York is all about. They're calling it a hush money trial. Even if he paid hush money, is that criminal? Now, remember, this DA, Alvin Bragg, ran promising to get Trump. I'm a lawyer. And for a brief time, I worked for the L.A. County DA's office. And a prosecutor is supposed to do justice. A prosecutor is not supposed to get certain people. Alan Dershowitz, who's also been critical of these trials, wrote a book several years ago called The Best Defense. And in the book, he talked about the difference between a criminal defense lawyer and a prosecutor. And he said, a criminal defense lawyer's job is not to let the truth come out. The job is to get the client the best possible deal, the best possible outcome. A prosecutor is supposed to do justice. And the canons of ethics require a prosecutor to avoid any kind of appearance of bias or conflict. When you run promising to nail somebody before you've taken one word of testimony, sounds to me like a bit of a bias here. And both the AG of New York, Letitia James, did that. Alvin Bragg did that. Fani Willis, the DA in Fulton County, Georgia, did that. All promising to get Donald Trump. Now, this business about Donald Trump being an election denier is kind of the focus of what the January 6th trial is going to be about, if it ever takes place. As you know, there was a riot on January 6th. About 400 people were arrested. Not a single one was charged with insurrection. Not one. And certainly President Trump was not charged with insurrection, let alone convicted of it. Yet he is routinely referred to by people on CNN, which I watch so you don't have to, as an insurrectionist, as an election denier. Drives me insane. 2000, Al Gore loses to George W. Bush. He now says, Al Gore, that he believes that the election was unfair and that the Supreme Court essentially put George W. Bush there. And that following January, there were about 12 House members that urged the vice president during the certification procedure not to certify the state of Florida, claiming that the count should not have stopped. 4 years later, same thing. This time, 30 House members, including the insurrection chairman, Benny Thompson, tried to prevent Ohio from being decertified, claiming that the Diebold voting machine had been tampered with. 2016, they challenged more states, 9, than Donald Trump did following the election of 2020 when he challenged 6. Nobody called them insurrectionists. Nobody accused them of being election deniers. The double standard is so glaring, it is insulting. You'd think even people on the left would be offended, and some are. The number, 1-877-243-7776. 1-8-PRAGER, 776. I'm Larry Elder.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.